Monday.
Happy Monday to you.
Monday.
Why are you so excited about Monday?
I just love Monday.
You are a weird person.
I know. Hey, we got a couple people to say hello to.
Shout it out, man.
Shout out first. I want to say hello to Jason and Kristen Schmidt in Illinois there.
Thanks for listening.
You know, Jason's a 5-0 professional, you know, mixed martial arts fighter.
Well, God love him.
Yeah. He says if you mess up this show, he's coming after you. We also want to say hello to Kate Horn in West Palm Beach, Florida.
Hi, Kate.
How you doing, Kate? And to Tony Nungesser from Elmont, Michigan.
Nungesser.
All right, Tony, hello.
Don't
hear that name every day. He's quite a fella.
Do you mind if I talk about my newsletter?
I don't know if Duke will let us off our normal...
I publish a newsletter,
mess with
and I really
Duke.
Need to talk about it.
Duke, what do you think?
Can I...
You're not going to mess with 6'8", 320 pounds.
No, you don't mess with that, but... But it's our show.
Listen, Duke,
maybe I shouldn't say this, but it's our show, Duke. And
when
you're just here to help
6'8", 320, whatever he says goes with me, man.
I publish a newsletter called the Clanging Gong News. It's free, delivered to your inbox every Saturday morning. I'd like to mention some of the topics I cover on this, some high-powered music.
Duke, give him
some music. So give me something that I can really go with.
Give us some music, Duke. That's suitable.
What the heck? That's not what I had in mind. Stop.
I like that. That was good.
That was terrible.
That reminded me of you.
I want high-powered music.
Here. Oh, yeah.
I can't talk about a high-powered newsletter with this kind of music.
Duke?
I'm going to sleep.
You're the man, Duke.
It's not funny, actually.
All right,
I'm serious now.
Come on, man.
Give me something I can use.
All right, he's going to give you something now.
All right. Ooh, I like the sound of that so far.
Oh, yeah.
That's sounding good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, jeez. Now it's like a theme of Dallas or something. That started so promising. Cut it. Stop it. Stop.
Picky. I like the first one, to be honest with you.
The first one. You like the first one.
I do. It was
all right, let me see. What's it going to be? Oh, yeah, baby. I like this.
Okay.
I can use that. Thanks.
Right.
I got a newsletter called the Clanging Gong News. Listen to some of these articles you get in here. Made in the image of God, but how? It says we're made in the image of God. How in the world is that? Striving for a better resurrection. Did you know there was such a thing as a better resurrection? There is. Did you know that enemies of the cross are not necessarily Satanists? They're in the body of Christ. What about homosexuals? Oh, my gosh, that's a hot topic. Did you know that God distinguishes between men who are with men and women who are with women? Did I just say that? Oh, my gosh. Read all about it in the Clanging Gong News. God created his own enemy. Did you know that? I go behind the scenes at the creation of Satan. I bring out a verse to you that you've never seen before in the Clanging Gong News. Satan had no other chance to be other than what he became. That's the name of an article. Can you believe that? Oh, the men's restroom at Walmart successfully combats this evil eon. Bet you're dying to find out about that. You will in the Clanging Gong News. God has 3 days, man's day, Lord's day, and God's day. I'm not done. Wind it back up. I need more. Bring it back up. All right. Yes. Where was I? Oh, in Babylon. You know, people make a huge mistake of spiritualizing Babylon. You want to learn about Babylon, what's going to happen in the end times?
Not really.
Okay, then you can resist. Then don't subscribe. I don't care. There's 4 world kingdoms in the present eon. Bet you didn't know that, Sheridan. The Babylonian, the Medo-Persian, the Grecian, and a coming kingdom. What's it going to be? Find out in the Clanging Gong News. Who's the woman sitting on the scarlet wild beast in Revelation 17?
Hillary Clinton.
You're close. I know. Subscribe. The Book of Revelation, is it literal or figurative? Many people get screwed up here, including you, Dan. Find out all about it. Paul went to the third heaven. I know all about that. Not because I'm a genius, but I find it in the scripture. What about baptism? Everybody wants to know about that. Water or spirit? Find out. Does the baptism of the Holy Spirit have anything to do with speaking in tongues? Answer me. Does it, Sheridan? No, it doesn't. How do I know whether or not I'm a member of the body of Christ? You can find that out in Clanging Gong News. And you need to subscribe today. It's free. You go to martinzender.com. That's my website. And you just sign your name.
Don't sign up. Don't
sign
do
up.
Don't do
He's
it.
He's the devil
don't
on your
do
left
it.
Shoulder. Don't listen
do
to him.
Whatever
He's the
you
devil.
Do, whatever You're you the... do today, do not go to martinzender.com.
Thou shalt
and
not.
Do not sign up. for that
shalt not.
Heretical, subversive newsletter. MartinZender.com. Don't go there.
And now it's time to tell the truth that you were the first sign up I had. Ha ha.
Well,
there are hundreds of people are signed up to it. I hope you're the next one, folks.
All right. I'm not signed up for your newsletter.
What?
I signed up and I keep getting rejected.
Well, we do have security checks. Oh, you must just not pass it.
What are we doing today beside the Zender commercial?
That's it. I don't know. You had something to tie up from last week. Not that you were bothered by it all weekend, I hope, but you had to tie up something. You mentioned that to me at the end of Friday's show.
We did talk about Abraham. We talked about his example.
Right.
But I cannot go back. I want to talk about, let's talk about this word reckoned in Romans 4. I think this is important.
That's it, reckoned.
And in Romans 4, this is all part of the evangel of today. I mean, I know we've been spending quite some time here in Romans 3 and 4. And the reason is this. You know, every profession has a textbook, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and let's name a few. I mean, doctors, lawyers.
The PDR for doctors.
Teachers, you know, everyone has to go through some training for a profession, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't want a doctor working on me who didn't have that diploma on his wall, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I always analyze those things, walk up to them and scrutinize
them. Yeah, I think that's important. However, when it comes to those involved in the so-called ministry, they can be ignorant of the most vital truths and still be involved in a ministry. Now, I'm not saying that you have to go to Bible college. As a matter of fact, I'm against Bible college. Let me say right here on Christian radio, don't go to Bible college.
Why?
It is a waste of time. The setup stinks, and it's there to preserve its institution and get the money, and that's it. You will not learn this stuff in a Bible college.
What does the Baptist seminary produce?
Baptist, exactly.
What does the Methodist seminary produce? Methodist.
But back to my point here. These Romans, the letters of Paul, are absolutely necessary to be understood, believed, in order for someone to be about the Lord's work, as it were. And you can only get this, you know, on your own, studying these scriptures, and God through His Spirit teaching you. These things are so important, they're so vital. And yet, in the so-called Christian ministry today, you can be absolutely ignorant of these truths. We were talking about one of our listeners, somebody had told him that justification just kind of gets you off the starting block, and you got to kind of finish it from there. And that is probably a guy with a PhD from a Christian college, which tells you the value of these things.
You would think that the prerequisite for being an evangelist is to know
what the evangel is.
What the evangel is.
Right. Well, I want to talk in Romans 4, this word reckoned. It's very important. It's used, let me count them here. One, and in my Bible, I highlighted
them. What chapter are you in here?
Romans 4. And get highlighters, but here's how many times it's in there. In verse 3, verse 4, you do the counting. I'll name them out. Ready? Verse 3, verse 4, verse 6, two times in verse 6, verse 8, verse 9, verse 10, verse 12, verse 22, verse 24, twice. How many times was that?
I think it was 11. You kind of threw
One,
me
two,
off
three,
with those twice, but I think it's 11.
Four,
check
five,
me on
six,
that.
Seven, eight, nine, 10, 11
yes!
times in this chapter we have the word reckoned. And you know what the word reckoned means, don't you?
I watch Beverly Hillbillies.
Yeah, I reckon.
It means to think.
You want to finish that?
I think that's all it means.
Okay.
To think.
It
I reckon.
To reckon. I reckon
Miss Drysdale's.
I reckon, yeah. It's a legizomai. It has to do with thought.
What did you say?
Legizomai.
That's a Greek word,
yes,
or what?
Yes, it is.
Did you have a...
Now, I'm going to read the passage here regarding Abraham. This is in Romans chapter 4. If Abraham was justified by acts, something he accomplished, he has something to boast in.
What verse are you in? Romans
verse 2
4.
And 3.
Okay.
But not toward God. Now, boast is not just, you know, we think of boasting as some real haughty bragging guy, right?
Not necessarily.
No,
yeah.
This is a person who thinks that there's something in him that's good apart from God. For what is the Scripture saying? And he quotes it. Now, Abraham believes God, and it is reckoned to him for righteousness. Abraham believes in God, right? And it is reckoned to him for righteousness. Was Abraham righteous?
No.
No. He was reckoned righteous. What does it mean to reckon somebody righteous? Now notice it's God doing the reckoning here.
That's important.
Romans 6, on the holiness side, we do the reckoning. I don't know if you ever saw the distinction.
That's the caboose that comes after the...
God, we still have to define Romans 4, God does the reckoning. In Romans 6, we do the reckoning. We'll get into that another time. But God is reckoning Abraham righteous. He is not righteous. God reckons him.
He calls what is not as if it were.
As though it were. Romans 4, verse 4. Now to the worker, the wage is not reckoned as a favor, but as a debt. Everyone who goes to work, you earn your paycheck. That is, and most people liken salvation and justification to like going to work and getting what you deserve. I was just reading a book about the law. It was a group that promotes saying that we need to, that law today, we're under the curse if we don't obey the law. And I noticed in the foreword, the man who wrote the book is dead, so the person who wrote the foreword said, this person entered into his reward back in 1980-something. And I noticed that right away. He saw it as a reward.
Mm-hmm.
He saw that guy got his reward, you know.
Well, that's the human, that's all we're used to in this life. I mean, you work and you get a reward, that's the human way.
Exactly.
And God's way is so much different, and it's hard to adjust to God's viewpoint. We're so used to our own viewpoint. God's viewpoint shocks us, and this is God's viewpoint that
this
you're putting forward.
This is God's viewpoint. Now, to the worker, the wage is not reckoned as a grace, a favor, but as a debt. Yet to him who is not working... Stop for...
Yeah.
Yet to him who is not working...
What's your qualifications, Ender? I'm not working.
I'm out of work. This
I'm
is great.
Work.
This is
working.
God's unemployment agency. And economic times are tough right now, and here you got a good lesson. To him who is not working, yet is believing. Notice how not working and believing. Faith is not a work. Believing is not a work. First of all, God gives it to you, and it's doing nothing. Yet to him who is not working, yet is believing on him who is justifying the irreverent, his faith is reckoned for righteousness, which it is not. We're not righteous.
Otherwise, you wouldn't even need the word reckoned.
That's right.
If this was something we actually had in actual experience now, we wouldn't have to say God reckons it. The word reckon wouldn't come into the picture at all.
And later on it says here, verse 8, happy the man to whom the Lord by no means should be reckoning sin. If you're a believer today in this message, God has reckoned you righteous, and we should be happy. Happy, happy, happy.
Maybe we should call this message spiritual unemployment.
Spiritual unemployment.
Yeah,
we had
spiritual Viagra on Friday, so
yeah.
Spiritual unemployment.
But Viagra and unemployment.
Yeah, well, we're touching.
We are on the cutting edge of truth, friend.
This is.
We are modern and up to date. Viagra that last week, and unemployment this week.
Spiritual unemployment this week. I tell you what. You won't hear this anywhere else, I don't think.
I don't know.
Like we try. We don't really try to do that. It just naturally comes out of us.
Yeah, we're naturally a little kooky.
Loopy.
Hey, if you guys want to go to my website, this is Dan Sheridan, paulsevangel.com. You can go for more Bible studies on there.
And you can get my newsletter and listen to this show at martinzender.com.